at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Happy holidays, Mr. Evans. We were just talking about the holidays earlier and the joy of shopping in stores.
They're creeping up on you.
Box stores. And get that good Christmas spirit gone.
Good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to turn your mic on. There you go. That might
even
help.
Even better for everyone else involved.
Turn your mic off. Happy holidays. Nick Allen will celebrate. He's a joyful soul. He'll be here a little later on.
He is a joyful soul.
All right.
Compared to the rest of the room.
Greg Morton, who's actually pretty happy. He'll be here later tomorrow and on Friday, too.
But he's Canadian. I'm not sure when Canadian Christmas is.
25th of Christmas.
Because they have a different Thanksgiving. Canadian
Thanksgiving. I call it December Christmas.
It's a different day.
I put the Christ right in December.
Canadian Christmas is probably a little different, too.
Tired of people taking
it out. They always
try
to be different, those Canadians.
I think Christmas is the same day.
No, I think a lot of times they're just different for the sake of being different.
Maybe.
Just to show you how Canadian they are.
You mean cool? You mean cool?
Yeah.
No. Don't mean cool.
Yeah, they got weed. They got a young progressive leader. I think they're pretty freaking cool right now.
It's not always what you mean, though.
I like Canada, except for...
The cold.
It's cold. And
yeah.
A lot of stuff's expensive.
Yeah, well...
Food and alcohol is expensive.
Okay. So I've seen one of the stories that I have seen here lately. I have just rejected.
And you've seen a lot of them.
Out of hand?
I've just rejected. And
you're not going to reject it now. Why?
See, that's the thing. You can't. If you go with our philosophy on this, you have to say, oh, okay, I'll go along with this.
Got it.
But I don't want to. I do not want to accept this as fact.
Oh, no. Our philosophy is...
You have to go with what the scientists say.
Oh, is this a scientist story?
Kind of.
What's bad for us we thought was good?
Yeah, don't eat raw cookie dough. Now, I've never thought that was good for you.
At least it isn't that...
haven't they said that for years?
Yes, they have, and it's a big thing right now again, too.
Well, yeah.
Again, they're saying, don't eat the raw cookie dough.
Is it because there's raw egg? Because we eat raw eggs.
Yeah. And flour. The flour actually causes a problem with some people. You can get the E. coli in the flour.
Oh, so if you just eat a handful of flour, which would be stupid, but if you do that, that's not good for you either?
E. coli infections linked to raw flour sickened 63 people back in 2016.
Okay. I got it. So basically,
and
raw
eggs, of course, that'll give you salmonella.
Come on, who hasn't done the Rocky thing? I did the Rocky thing in high school years ago. Egg whites, just drink them down there.
Well, it's not 100% that you get the E. coli salmonella.
I've always heard about cookie dough, or just if the wife's cooking something up, that everything is edible, and then it might be a raw egg nipped. Say you want to grab a bite of, before the filling is cooked.
Yes.
It's just breaded and celery and stuff like that with a raw egg mixed into it.
You go,
there's raw egg out. Well, so what?
I'll
eat a raw egg.
Well, you are running the risk.
Okay, whatever.
Of getting the salmonella. Now, the scientists are saying, don't do this. And I believe them that there is a chance of getting the salmonella. There's a chance of getting the E. coli.
How often do you eat raw cookie dough?
Anytime
as often
it's
as I can.
Got it. All right.
Anytime it's around.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times.
That was the answer.
You know, it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Some kid's sports organization or a band, they go door to door and sell cookie dough.
Well, true, but I've had cookie dough. I get it, but you're supposed to make cookies with it.
No, not necessarily. Yeah.
People just eat it.
Anytime I've gotten the cookie dough from the band kids or whatever, I never cook the cookies.
Well, my wife
just
grabs
the little cookie dough thing and eat it.
Yeah, you can either. Yeah, you can make cookies out of it, but most people don't.
Yeah,
they just eat the cookie dough. It also causes...
actually we make them. So I say most people, but I mean I'm not worried about cookie dough. But my wife will make cookies all the time out of that crap, you know.
Yeah, cookie dough causes fat chicks.
Just stop right there?
Yeah. Oh. Or, I don't know.
I thought you said it causes fat chicks to do something.
It might
you
be
just said it.
The chicken or the egg. I don't know if it's the fat chick eating the cookie dough or the chick eating the cookie dough.
Hey, fat dudes,
and
too.
And then she becomes a
throw
fat chick.
Throw a fat dude a bone in there, too, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure it causes some fat dudes, too.
Well, this fat dude eats it.
Yeah. I haven't had it in some time.
That's on you.
So you were depressed.
Or your wife, I think.
True.
Did you keep seeing this and avoid the story because you wanted it to go away?
Yes, but I keep seeing it and keep seeing it, and I figure
it is the season though, too. You know. So.
Well, yeah, and you know we're all on board with science here.
Yep, we are.
And the scientists are saying don't eat it because you run a chance of getting the E. coli and the
E. coli.
Yeah, but
some things are worth the chance.
And, okay, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
It ain't the worst things we stick in our body.
Not the point.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's not the worst doesn't mean it's not bad.
Because this is acceptable now, is you could just say, well, I don't believe it.
Blurf.
You can pick and choose now the scientific studies that you believe and don't believe.
Well, I believe it, but I don't care.
Well, yeah, you can believe it, Todd, but it's not true.
So,
we've been to the moon. We know this can give you E. coli, no matter if you believe it or not. your body will believe it gives you E. coli. Right.
It does.
Right. But
you can say that, Todd, but it doesn't mean it's
a
right.
A real arrogant ass, you look at that story and you say, well, I'm too smart to believe that.
No, you're not.
You're not going to sell me that bill of goods.
No.
No, I believe it, and I choose to reject it.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, we do.
You're
an idiot.
We're the freaking genius here. And I don't believe it.
I mean, I fancy myself an arrogant ass, but not that much.
I mentioned Steph Curry real quickly there.
Yeah, let's.
They talked about on PTI last night about this, and Will Bond had a good point. He actually knows Curry as a friend, and apparently Derrick Rose, not the current player.
Jalen Rose.
I hate to throw Jalen under the bus, but it wasn't him. There's two or three guys he knows all say the same thing.
I think it was Jalen he said.
You saw it. And he goes, no, you guys are, and he's talking to them on camera, basically saying, no, you're too smart for this. And they're obviously not. But he had the best line. So you don't believe in slavery because the film was in black and white. Everything, Todd, it's always been a pet peeve with me and Todd. You might not remember things before your lifetime, but things happen before your lifetime because it's called history.
And that doesn't mean that people are lying to you.
And we all fall into this thing where you see old photos like, well, that didn't happen, or that guy couldn't have done that. And you're living in a life right now, and 70 years from now, there'll be people out there, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, looking at pictures and go, well, he couldn't have done that. That's old-time stuff.
Yeah.
And we know we're living in it now. Well, they were living in it then, too. Yeah. So people fall into that stupid trap. And that's why the moon landing and the flat Earth and these freaking
right,
idiots.
They're pretty sure that every 60-year-old in the world got together and said, we're not going to tell anybody about this.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody keep their mouth shut when these 20-somethings come of age and they'll start talking about it. Just shh. Don't tell anybody that we faked
the
moon
landing.
So
call your friends idiots, Will Bond. That's what you do. You call them idiots.
And he did.
Yeah, we didn't say
in
idiots.
A sense. Well,
yeah.
No, but he
but
did.
He did go off. I'll give Will Bond
they
credit.
Both went off
well,
and said,
they're both educated
come on.
Men. Both Will Bond and Kornheiser are educated men.
Yeah, they said, what would Duke think about this?
Right.
What would Davidson think about
Thank
this?
Thank you. Yeah, he did say that part, right?
Yeah, we did mention Davidson College yesterday.
Yeah. They didn't go to those schools to play school.
No. By the way, don't even throw a college in there. How about a high school? You know, how about a middle school?
Yeah.
My son knows we were on the moon.
Right. Now, here's the thing as well. NASA says, Steph Curry, come on down here. Next time you're in Houston, you come on by the space station or the space center, and we will prove to you that we went to the moon. Okay. Now then, I will say that if I do not believe that we landed on the moon, going to the space center, the Houston Space Center, and them showing me things that we got from the moon, will not help because I would still think you fabricated that.
By the way, they're just going to show you more film than you see anywhere anyway. You know,
and first of all,
they're going to show you rocks and film and maybe the replica of what was up there.
Why do you invite a jackass like that?
Right.
Why don't you invite some kid who actually believes it and is interested
in
that sort of thing?
Yeah,
screw Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get him on board, they say, because of kids. Because if the kids listen to him and then the kids aren't interested in science, it gets worse from there. They've got to, the kids need to be involved in science.
I agree with that part, except the fact is you tell your kids that he's an idiot. Like I told my son that Kyrie Irving, I said, you know the world is not flat. He goes, yeah, I know that. Cool. Because he likes Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And so you tell the kid that your heroes are also dumb.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know. You know, dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that also teaches the kids, though.
But how lame is that? Because if he does do that, there's going
to
be a big PR thing where he walks around the space center and four or five guys, scientists, walking him around. And you're right. And that's a shame because I'd rather just show a bunch of kids that want to go to space camp. Give them a free trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a bad example to the kids, too.
But I know as Craig's trying to say. They want to turn us into a positive. Yeah.
Well, they need everybody on board with science.
Right.
Yeah. That would be like...
we're proving that today.
We need everybody on board with science.
We voted in a science denier. We voted one in.
And as we have learned on this radio program, more education... More better.
That's the saying on the Yale statue. As you pull into Yale.
Because if that little Steph Curry trick worked every time, Craig and I would go on the air and say, I don't believe that cannabis oil really gets you high.
Right.
And then some cannabis oil shop would send us a bunch of cannabis oil.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Not convinced.
No, they would take you on a trip. They'd invite you on a trip next time you're in Denver or California.
They would show me weed. They would show me how they make the oils. They would show me how they make the concentrates. That doesn't mean I have to believe that they are getting me high.
But halfway through your trip, you go, you know, I already believe this. That's what it is. Cool. Can I hang? Can I buy some pot from you?
Now, during our production meeting, Craig, we discussed, this was
it's on the air.
A sentencing story, because it was a story out of Australia. This is funny, because it was one of my son's friends. I remember this kid when he was like 8 years old, and now he's sending me stories that say, Australian guy who banged a horse says it winked at him.
Isn't that just what they do? Like animals, don't they? Bush, you were at a farm.
No farm.
Is it more of a wince than a wink? Than a wink?
That's an involuntary little reaction. But it is in the sentencing stage now, and I think you did this story.
Well, I think that story where he got sentenced was actually from July. But I did look into this.
Oh, yeah, it is. He's a little late.
The kid's not eight now saying that story, right?
No, he's he's my son's age.
Got it.
Okay, so I actually got another and a horrible question out of that story. Because, you know, you mentioned this to me this morning during the meeting, and...
Yeah, hold it. Now I'm starting to assume there was one, and I wasn't there. And first of all, I don't care.
By definition.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Right.
I mean, I'm always here later than everybody else anyway. But I don't care if I missed the meeting, but now you're making it sound like there was one.
Right. Well,
I'm not buying that. You walked into the room and said something.
Yes. Sure. That is, in fact, by definition.
Have all the production meetings you want. I don't care.
That is exactly what it was. He walked in this morning and said something and then walked away.
Got it.
But that's it. Technically, that's a meeting.
Right. It is.
True.
We had a meeting.
Okay. So I looked into this story to find out what was up because, you know, Todd didn't remember all the detail. He had just gotten an email and, you know, whatever. So I looked into it and I didn't know exactly how to type it into Google.
Right. Oh.
So he had said that the horse had the guy said that the horse had winked at him.
Right, like look around at him because you're not bagging a horse missionary.
You're not.
Well, you make.
Oh, I just had a visual too, man.
You make eye contact with him first.
Well, no, I think he meant that he winked at him when he was actually having sex. I mean, he turned his head around. The horse turned his head around and winked at him.
Yeah, the horse has a long neck.
Exactly.
I took it to mean that the horse winked at him.
Ahead of time.
Before things happened.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Like gave him a go-ahead?
Yeah.
And nodded his head back.
Yeah, he saw him over there, gave him a wink, and, you know, come on over here. Okay, so I looked into this.
I'm all hot.
And Puss probably knows this.
I don't.
grew up on a farm.
Puss grew up on a farm, so he probably knows this.
Do sheep wink at you?
I have no idea.
Because you blindfold them, there, right?
Yeah, you're on the wrong end of them.
No sheep?
Yeah.
Go to the front end and see.
Not a single sheep.
Goat, whatever.
Okay.
No goats.
Oh, that's right, pigs.
So I looked into horse and then wink.
Instead of
I typed in horse wink to try and find this particular story. To find out.
Type
you know,
in
more
Amish
details.
Oil change when you get home, by the way.
Don't do that.
Do that.
Well, and so this is what I came up with, and I wonder if this isn't what the guy ran into when he said the horse winked at him. Vulvar winking is a common behavior for mares in heat.
Oh, so it was hot to trot, to say, you know. It's
a so what he said was winking. I want to know if that was from the front end or the back end that was winking at him.
Oh, the butt was winking. The vulva.
Vulvar winking.
Is it vulva or vulvar?
Well, this would be of the vulva. Yeah,
pertaining to the vulva.
Got
right.
it.
Of the horse.
Ooh. No, why would he think that?
Because he's a sick dude,
no,
obviously.
No, I realize that, but nobody thinks of vulvar winking.
It's a common behavior for mares in heat.
Maybe this guy's
if he's into horses,
if he's into horses, he has to know this sort of thing.
I understand that, but don't you think he meant winking, like, with the eyelash?
What do I know like what he meant?
You know, like a pretty
I'm
horse.
Not getting into this guy's head.
Yeah,
I mean,
not...
if you would like to...
Oh, I assumed the winking you were
it was the eye, yeah.
served as a come-on.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Well, yeah, not... but from which end?
The eyeballs. The look balls, as our buddy Craig Peters would
balls.
Say. The look balls, not the butthole area.
That might be his greatest joke of all time.
I think it is, too.
So, yeah. I don't know what the what sort of winking.
I think you got way in too deep
oh,
with
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, I think you're overthinking that
his
one.
His butt wasn't winking. He would
well,
have said his butt
a,
winked
if he's
that
a horse man. Guy, I don't know.
Oh, God, I just ran across a paragraph that disturbed me even more.
Oh.
That I can't even...
Did you type in missionary and horse? Don't
no,
do that.
No, this is from...
Craig apparently thinks it's pretty brutal looking.
This is Vice's website, vice.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they charged him with an act of animal cruelty for hopping on the horse.
Hopping.
And forcing it to perform. How do you force it to perform?
Well, what do you perform what, though? Sex or just you're thinking
so
I know you're thinking so horse yeah. right
that yeah. sounds dangerous
so mare
yeah they got big teeth
I know
well I wonder where the peanut butter comes in
yeah or you always say that
not always
you always say that
doesn't have to be peanut butter
it can be almond butter
yeah. oats.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But oats they're chewing on.
You could cover
they start,
it.
Now. They start to chew. You don't want something chewing down
covered
there.
Covered in oats?
Some big horse teeth down there.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to get the oats to stick, and then the peanut butter's back in.
Oatmeal.
Teeth.
That's where you make get oatmeal from. You mash it up, and...
I think you'd...
Boy, after deciding we didn't want to dive into this guy's head, we've dived into this guy's head.
Right.
So, good.
No, it was the previous story that we didn't want to do.
Do pigs wink, Puss?
No pigs. Never had a pig. The farm kind or the last call kind?
The farm kind.
Yeah. Do they even look back at you?
No pigs.
Their necks aren't as long, right? I don't think
the way they're shaped.
Pigs really don't have a neck.
Kind of hard for
them. You would know.
Turn around and look at you.
Pig farm he grew up on.
Yeah.
Well, he's nodding to me. He said, yeah, they got necks.
Yeah.
They look like... he's on the phone. He wanted to just nod and say, yeah, no, you guys are right. They have necks.
Ass.
Good.
Nick Allen later on. Petey Mac.
And, okay.
Now another one.
No. Right. This is completely different.
All right.
And much nicer.
Got it.
Much nicer, but still a tough one.
Story. Yeah, we had that difficult cookie dough story that was hard to swallow.
Huh?
And then the cookie dough and horse sex so far.
Okay.
In the morning.
So the
cookie dough and horse sex, that's going to be, I always retweet that in the morning guy, and that'll be brutal when I see that.
Again,
what
do
we say that?
Speaking of horses, anybody watched a full episode of BoJack Horseman?
No, but I haven't watched one episode. I haven't turned on at all. Because it's one of the top 10 shows of the year,
right.
They say.
It continued. I think it came up in Rolling Stone.
Yeah, Rolling Stone.
One of the top 10 TV shows of the year.
I'm not buying it.
Right. It's on after South Park.
Yeah.
And I will watch like a couple of minutes before the DVR runs out.
Is it? I'm not going to poo-poo it till I see it, but I don't feel like I want to watch it.
And I'm amused.
Okay. It's got to be good. They say it's good. They say it's good, you know.
Right. Well, I just like the premise. It's BoJack Horseman used to be a TV star, and he's kind of washed up now.
Like Mr. Ed back in the day. I got it.
Yeah.
So tease the story then, Craig. We got to take a break.
Yeah, we got to.
The one you don't want to do.
Yeah, it's not much of a story.
Okay. All right. Well, can you do it then?
Okay. The point is only that Pete Davidson, who was... Sure, he was on SNL, but most people didn't know who he was.
Right.
Now it is being reported when he shows up on a date. He's dating someone that we don't know.
Yeah, the whole Ariana Grande thing upped his stock.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, if you noticed, not that he was ever really avoided on that show, he's been in more skits. I mean, he was Rudolph in that skit. He was like the main guy in that skit.
That was a pretty funny sketch.
And he's actually pretty good in those skits. He was more of a secondary player, a tertiary player, except for the stuff on Weekend Update, compared to what he is now.
It might have
his
been a
stock is rose, man.
That he wrote, because we've talked to SNL players, and, you know, if they write
I don't think he's a writer, though. I think he's just on the show.
I thought everybody kind of submitted their...
some guys are not writers, man.
Stuff.
No, some guys are not writers. I think he's up the stock.
Apparently.
Ariana Grande, right?
Yeah, so now it's being reported when he goes on a date.
Who's he dating now?
An unidentified woman.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's because, you know, some chick he was dating... They broke up, and then she wrote a song about him.
Yeah, and she's rich and famous and hot. And he was living with her, man. This guy
doesn't she actually name check him in that song?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know if it's specific, but everybody knows it's him, and everybody knows it's two or three other guys.
Yeah, the guy that he actually drug overdosed her last boyfriend,
Mac Miller.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. He was a rebound guy. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.